Are you enjoying the ride? That's all this life is a ride, right? So maybe let's not take things too seriously. Before you get off, you don't want to be too hard, nor too soft. So find somewhere in the middle to wiggle. Shake what Mama God gave you. In other words, dance. Welcome to Just a Ride, the podcast. I'm Bobby Dupree. And today in studio, Paul Irabino. Paul is a master storyteller, coach, and strategy consultant. He regularly performs his craft at community events and incorporates stories when giving keynote addresses or presentations. He inspires new storytellers by teaching and mentoring small groups. As a coach, Paul helps individuals harness their inner strengths to remove barriers, improve key areas of their life, and rediscover their drive and purpose. Hello, Paul Irabino. Welcome to the studio. What have you been up to? First of all, before we get into this, what have you been up to this morning?
This morning, it was interesting. I went to Bob's Red Mill. Have you been there?
No, I hate that I haven't been there.
They have really healthy stuff there. Mm-hmm. They have a cafe, but they have a whole store. And so especially like around health stuff, they have like an incredible assortment of like every different type of grain, and they have a great bulk section. The prices were reasonable. So I bought a whole bunch of like healthy stuff for to start the new year. So
did you see Bob? Was he there?
He was on video screens. They had him going, and it's now employee owned. Bob sold it to his staff, but apparently he's still on site. I think he's in his late 80s. It was a great experience, and a lot of like vegan stuff. I bought red rice that's like high in fiber. It kind of looks like that red quinoa, but it's rice. But anyway, I'm excited to experiment when I get back.
I love Bob's the particular fad diet or your strict diet. If you're on restrictions, they have gluten-free.
Yes.
I don't know, paleo. I don't even know what all that's about.
They even have like paleo baking mix now. They've got, like I got garbanzo beans, like the real garbanzo beans. Like I usually just buy them in the can. But I'm like, why can't I just buy like real garbanzo beans, soak them in the water? And I've got one of those hot pot things now, those Instant Pot things.
Oh God, let's don't talk about that, but let's later maybe.
So anyway, it's...
Is that for lazy cooks?
No.
The hot pot, or is it more about efficiency?
Here's the thing for me, efficiency. What you can do, I'm a crock pot fan. I always have been. But what I like about that is that you can saute in there and then you can do the hot pot function. So if you really want to do like a chicken soup or some kind of a stock, you have the privilege or the convenience, I guess I'd say, of of sauteing like your onions. You want a little flavor grilled, and then you can just you switch it over to stew or soup. You can cook rice in there. It's really, really super versatile. So
I. So it works out.
I heard you're versatile.
Listen, Bob's Red Mill. The best thing to me that I want to talk about. See what I'm going to do here. I'm going to segue into a community. Bob's Red Mill is amazing. They give back so much.
They do.
In particular, I want to talk about the donations they give to Esther's Pantry.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I love Esther's Pantry. Yes.
So,
yes.
And that's kind of where I wanted to go next was HIV and AIDS and your involvement in the community.
So storytelling is my shtick. Lately, I've been getting to know a lot more people who are long-term survivors. And that's been really interesting for me. And as a storyteller, I've been really touched by what's the story behind that. So I really think that there's some amazing stories that haven't been told before. And there also seems to be still a lot of stigma within the HIV community, within the broader gay community, and within the community at large. And so I'm looking to sort of dispel some of that. Like, what is that? What's that story? And how can we be more visible? How can we be more collaborative?
There's a lot of people who don't even realize you don't have to be infected to be affected. And there are so many stories around that.
Yeah. And I think for me, as someone who's not HIV positive, one of the things I really like about being folks who are affected by HIV is that just by the connections and the friendships I've developed in the last year or so, those are friendships I would not have probably got otherwise if we didn't have opportunities that we do through LKA, because it's really looking at people who have been affected. Now, most people who are part of that are HIV positive, but too often, I find that a lot of these agencies start restricting and they say, okay, you must be HIV, you know, your income has to be a certain way. And so we start segmenting people. And actually, I think it creates more silos. It actually makes people more isolated, whereas I'm able to participate and get to benefit from friendships with people who I think are amazing and wouldn't have probably connected with otherwise.
Absolutely. Too insular. We get too insular enough in our own
yes.
little spaces. And
Yeah.
Talk about maybe how you have been affected
by HIV and AIDS before these recent experiences?
Yeah, so I'm from Boston, and so during sort of the beginning initial, quote, AIDS crisis, before it actually even had a name, I was like 16, 17 years old, and I was working in a hospital. This is before we even knew it was sort of, quote, like the gay disease. So I remember when I worked in this hospital, there was a nurse who was just really distraught, and she was crying in the hallway, and her name was Charlotte. And I'm like, Charlotte, like, what's, and she's probably like in her early 20s. And she says, I don't know, we're having like all these young men coming in, and they're these handsome young men, and they're withering away, and they're dying, and I don't know why. I, you know, and as a nurse, you know, you're trained to like help and be a caregiver and to nurse. And she's like, I'm stumped. And now we're going to the morgue. And then it started morphing into things. So for those people who are younger, who didn't experience that, it was like, oh my God, before it even was something. But I also have lost many, many friends. I volunteered in the Boston arena before moving to Portland. And the first job I had, or actually the second job I had when I came to Oregon, was working for Multnomah County doing HIV prevention. So I've really learned a lot. And many of my coworkers were HIV positive, and I've lost some of them to AIDS. And this is back when there were not a lot of really good treatments. And I often think about them and just like wonder, like some people were able to survive long enough till the different regimens came along and other people couldn't. And it's like, what would life be like if so-and-so was still with us here today? Like, what additional impacts could they make in this life? So it's kind of sad. But at the same time, I'm also realizing there are a lot of long-term survivors who've come a long way. And the part for me that I'm kind of interested in is that I've worked in the field of aging for a long time. And this whole interest in sort of long-term survivors, many of whom are now, you know, becoming older adults. And also because of the drug regimen, many people are probably, their biological age is different than sort of their age because of the medications and how it does to the body. So I want to know that story. I want to learn more about that. And also, this is the first cohort of people who are now living with HIV. We've never had this before. So it's more of like a long-term chronic illness, but even still, we don't have the science, the data, because it's this group that's kind of aging in place now. So anyway, that stuff interests me as well. What is that? What's that story?
Right.
So anyway, I could go on, but that's kind of where I'm headed.
Let's move on and talk about the storytelling. I'm really curious about what you're doing with that.
So I'm a storyteller, but I'm also a local producer, and I have a show coming up for Valentine's Day,
yeah,
which I'm super excited about. And a lot of people have this thing about Valentine's Day. It's like, what I find is like, I know a lot of single people, and the single people are like, well, I'm not in a couple, so Valentine's Day sucks, and da 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 da. And I'm like, but guess what? I'm actually going to have a fun event. It doesn't really matter if you're a couple or single, like, you should come. And then the couples I know, they're like, let's face it, the restaurants are always crowded on Valentine's Day. And then you're made to feel like a schmuck if you don't, like, with your significant other, say, oh, I got you flowers. So my thing is, if you're a couple, go on Wednesday or Friday and come to this event on Thursday. And what we're doing is we're celebrating four LGBTQ couples,
oh,
which is awesome. And every letter of our acronym. And the other thing is that one of the couples are HIV long-term survivors. And everybody has this unique story. And the focus on the show is called, How We Met. And we're going to be hearing about how these couples met and sort of the dynamics of that, told as a couple, but also each person telling their side of that. And we're going to have the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who are incredibly awesome there as sort of co-hosts, and they're going to have a raffle. All of the funds from the raffle will go towards their charity. They're very charitable.
Also amazing and HIV,
yes,
oriented.
Yes.
Yes.
They do a lot for our community. They do a lot for HIV. So they're going to be there. So it's like a win-win-win. We get to sort of celebrate our love without having to filter it in any way. It's basically, let's share our stories of how we met. And the couples are all different ages and backgrounds and how long they've been together. But it's that special feeling that when those of us who are in a relationship or not, but many of us have been in a relationship, so we know what that's like, that special, like, your heart's beating a little bit and you're wondering. And a lot of these stories are like pre-internet. you know, like old school dating, like waiting by the phone because we didn't have a cell phone, or just sort of like feeling like, I wonder if the other person feels as much in love with, like, do they feel it too?
Passing notes in class.
Yes. So anyway, that's going to be coming up on Valentine's Day. It's just $5 a ticket. And because
what do you want to say to singles? I want you to talk to singles.
Well, I want singles to come because
singles listening, come.
Singles is like, so if you're single,
come single, leave a
couple. Come, because you get to sort of celebrate this love. And who knows, you may actually meet someone there. Maybe the singles,
you might be telling your story next year with a new partner that
yes,
you met
exactly.
after the event.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So it's really about celebrating us as a queer community, is how I see it. Single or not, we just happen to have four couples, and there's going to be a game show. So they're going to do storytelling, and I've never coached couples before, but then we're going to do this impromptu game show that they really don't know much about. So it's kind of like Newlywed Game meets Judge Judy. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be at Clinton Street Theater.
Date? February 14th.
February 14th.
Hello.
Doors open at 6:30. Show starts promptly at 7. And
where's all the deets online? Where do you want to hit it up online?
Yeah, they can just go to ourboldvoices.com. That's the website. They can get tickets there, all the shows that we do there. And for people who are long-term survivors, I'm able to waive the cost, so they can just send me an email at that website if they're a long-term survivor, because part of that funding that I get from the state helps remove any financial barriers for people who are on a like particularly fixed income. And it's like, they'd like to come, but you know what I mean? If you have zero income or very little income. So there's that as well. So
do you have strict criteria around Our Bold Voices in general? Like if someone's listening right now and they're like, I've always wanted to tell my story, but I'm not. Well, it includes all people in the alphabet of the LGBT allied and everything. I mean, like, do you have just a mainstream general? Like if someone listening wants to participate, do they go online?
Yes, I do. I only do theme shows and I focus on first time storytellers. I'm not going to do as many this year as I did last year because my schedule was just so crazy. But I do themed shows. So last year for International Women's Day, I did Nevertheless, She Persisted. So it was all women storytellers. It rocked. And then for May, it's Older Americans Month. People don't know that. I had all older storytellers. So if people are interested in telling a story, ourboldvoices.com.
Time to go Instapot now.
Instapot, you're funny.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're interested in being on this podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Check me out on Facebook, The Bobby Dupree, also on Instagram. And remember, it's just a ride. Hope you're enjoying yours.